In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Just a few short words of the coming ceremonies. We just finished the long passion of this Good Friday, which tells about the suffering and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Soon the servers and I will come back to the altar, and we have the solemn orations where we pray for all the Catholics, for all the clergy, and also for the conversion of Jews, heretics, and pagans. It is a very solemn occasion which the Church presents to God Almighty many important petitions, which are very important in these troubling times. After the solemn oration, we have the very majestic and solemn unveiling of the cross, and the clergy and the servers first after that go to worship the cross, and then you can all come to communion rail to kiss the crucifix yourself. After that has been done, we have the procession to the altar repose, and we in the solemn manner and in procession we take the Blessed Sacrament, which was consecrated yesterday on Holy Thursday, back to the altar. And then comes what is called the Mass of the Pre-Sanctified. Good Friday is the only day in the Catholic Church liturgical life when Mass is not said. Instead, the Mass which you see being in the host which you see being elevated has been consecrated previously, and only the priest receives communion on this day. We remain silent with the adoration of our crucified and dead Lord until the 3 p.m. when the Tre Ore time ends. Today is truly the most solemn day of the whole year. It is very mournful day also, and it is also very sad. Good Friday is the day of mourning and penance. We are mourning because it was sin which caused us to die. We all need to die from this world because of sin. It was on the sixth day when God made man. Man was meant to be the crown of God's whole creation, but he fell into sin, and everything which has been troubling the world ever since has been caused by this first original sin. It was on the sixth day when God made man, but it was also on the sixth day when God redeemed the fallen man. Today is the day of our Lord's holy death. Today is the day when he, after being tortured throughout the whole night, he was taken in front of Pilate, and his own people, his own nation, demanded that he be put to death. Pilate was hesitant to do that because he, like any person of goodwill, could see that our Lord Jesus was innocent. He did not deserve to die. Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" And truly, it is only from God Almighty where we can always count that we get the truth. And the truth of today's Good Friday is that we are all called to suffer and die with our crucified Redeemer. If we would continue, or if we would live our lives not sacrifice those sufferings and sorrows of our to the crucified Jesus Christ and to his Sacred Heart, then all of our suffering, all of our sadness would be for nothing. So what did it cost to get and what did it cost to offer this great sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. What did it cost to save us? It did cost the great love of God Almighty and his sorrow of seeing his only dear Son, Jesus Christ, die on the cross. Whoever has gone through sorrows knows how intense that sorrow might be. Even if we would have things correct and in good way in our own lives, if we are in sorrow or if we are in anxiety about something, even maybe just small trivial thing, you know that it can ruin and it can eat throughout your whole soul. When we ask what it cost to save you, we really must answer that because it's love of God. There is no amount or there is no sum what we could calculate that it cost to save us. Any parent can easily see this, where if he or she would think about that, what does my own child cost? Of course, if one would keep good bookings about everything costing in schooling, clothing, and feeding a child, one could come up with the sum of some exact number of dollars. But any father or mother, he knows that in raising a child, there really can be no exact cost or sum how much a human being costs. There, in the raising of a child, there are always so many joys and there are also always so many tears. Who could ever give a sum or who could ever give an estimate of sacrifices? What does it make to be a parent? What does it cost to be father and mother? Because both the joys and also the sorrows of parenthood are something which continue throughout the whole life. So you see, it's a little bit the same with in parenthood that it is with the costs and the sacrifices which our Lord went through in his desire to save us. But because his sacrifice and because of his love was endless, he is God, there are no limits in his love and his willing to sacrifice, there are also no limit in the merits what that great sacrifice has given us, the first sacrifice given on the first Good Friday. This Good Friday, it is the day when the devil was ultimately defeated. He who has always wanted man's eternal damnation, he suffered his defeat on this day. Now, when Jesus has given his sacrifice, his unending proof of his great love towards us, there is nothing anymore what the devil or any human being can do to stop our salvation or to give hindrances to our redemption. There is no sin on earth which cannot be redeemed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So that's why also on Good Friday, even though we are mourning, even though we are sad today, we should still cry some tears of joy, because no matter what are our sins, whatever we might have done in our past life, or if we are in anxiety about somebody else's sins, this sacrifice given on this day, this holy day, this precious blood, that has erased the guilt of any possible sin which has ever been committed, is now committed, or will ever be committed. So therefore, if we are ever tempted to believe that God has abandoned us, or he doesn't care about us, or that he has just abandoned us into this evil world where we must linger and suffer until the doomsday. No, he has loved us, and his sacrifices, that great gift of salvation, the merits of that, they are infinite. They will never be erased. There is, as long as there is life here on this earth, there is also the saving redemption of our dear Savior. What does it in today then takes to be a good follower of Jesus Christ? It demands, just like on Good Friday, it demands sacrifices, and it oftentimes, just like parenthood, also demands tears. So what if being our Lord's follower in this day, what if it does demand tears? What if it does demand sacrifices? What if it does demand today of losing your family or your friends who do not want to take their cross and follow our Lord? That might be just what our Lord is looking from us, the spirit of great sacrifice, because his own sacrifice was endless in Mary. Now, when we meditate today on the Tre Ore devotion, the holy death of Jesus Christ, let us also remember our own approaching death. Some of us it will become sooner, some of us it will become later. When does it come? Only God knows. But if we take our own cross every single day of our lives, then we are guaranteed that God will remember us. He grants us graces to be his faithful and devout follower, because the merits and graces which were given on this Good Friday, they are endless. Grace is endless because sacrifice was perfect, and that is something but what no one or nothing can ever take away from us. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.